These kids and their stereo effects, man. Just keep it in monophone, will you, people? My goodness.
I do like that going back and forth.
I know. It's like I need to be a little higher than I am. A little higher.
Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon on KLOS.
Hey, man. How are you? Happy Friday! Freaking day!
You happy about that? I can never tell.
And it's a three-day weekend. I'm not going to bother showing. Oh, I wasn't supposed to tell you that.
I'm sorry.
Hey, you're on your own on Monday. Have fun. I have a doctor's appointment. I'm going to have eye trouble. I can't see coming to work.
That's a weird thing to know now.
Yeah. So have fun on Monday.
Right. That's great.
Whatever, man.
Traffic on the way to work today is annoying.
Yeah.
It's super annoying.
Everybody get out of Kevin's way.
No, I mean, even when you know it's going to take you
it's
a certain amount of
annoying.
Time.
Yes.
When it's that extra 10, 15 minutes, it's like, come on.
That's what some people say.
I already allotted an hour of my drive.
Some people say, oh, just leave 10 minutes earlier then. No, maybe that'll take care of the problem.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
But
so you're out there. Did you push anybody off of the road?
I did not.
You got here totally on time. It was beautiful.
That's true.
Chef's kiss.
It is Friday, which means we're going to do our old request fest at 5 o'clock.
Damn straight.
Old request for 2 hours to get your weekend started, right?
Yippers.
We're going to talk about who's the best lead singer in the world.
Yeah, we were talking about this here in the lovely KLOS studios the other day, and I think we have an interesting list, but I would love to hear what other people think, too.
I also brought in a Rolling Stones readers list of the top 10.
You know, it's weird you mentioned that. I just saw that on the cover of the Rolling Stone in 1969, I think, on this day, Janis Joplin. You know how much it cost to buy Rolling Stone back then? 35 cents.
Wow.
35. Isn't it like $50 for a copy now?
Yeah, it
Something
is.
Something like that?
But they only
Come
made,
on in!
But they only made 2 cents per...
Corey's here from the morning show. He's still here. It's Friday. Go to hell home.
I will.
She's stealing an ice maker, this beautiful
what?
Ice maker.
Why would you steal?
Yeah, that's what we say. A black woman stealing
Have a good weekend with your ice maker that you stole.
Bye. We have Who's Naked Now?
Who's Naked Now?
And we have $2,700.
Yes, we do.
In the KLOS name game.
Let's play that sometime between now and 4.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Been on Heidi and Frank so many times, Dirty Honey. They have a very interesting evening plan tonight. Are you doing anything interesting tonight, Kevin?
I am flying to Phoenix, unfortunately.
That's definitely not very interesting.
I can't do this.
I'm going to play around and lay on the couch and smoke some weed and drink some. They, Dirty Honey, are playing a show in Paris tonight.
Oh, no kidding.
It is the last of their UK dates, and they're wrapping it all up. They're in Paris right now.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty damn cool.
But here we sit.
Here we sit, talking about naked people.
Oh, yeah.
Who's naked now? Who's naked now?
A Chicago woman was charged with public indecency Wednesday evening after stripping naked and running through the parking lot of a cheesecake factory. She took off her clothes and just beat it out the front door.
Out of Cheesecake Factory?
Yes.
She left her panties behind?
She did,
at the reception of Cheesecake Factory?
I don't know that she checked them in or anything. Didn't sound like it.
Out she goes.
Her
was
name
she
is
customer?
Monique Walker, yes.
Monique Runner.
31 years old.
Streaker.
She told police that she ate wings that were too hot.
Oh, that'll do it.
Because you know the Cheesecake Factory, when you think hot wings.
Oh, man, they're just on fire.
You think Cheesecake Factory.
And I'll tell you, the best thing to do is not drink milk, not do any of that. Strip naked and run.
Right.
It helps.
Yeah. She didn't pay her bill either.
Oh,
but
who can blame her?
Charging her with that.
Oh, really?
She was taken into custody nearby and was charged with misdemeanor public indecency.
Being
so
an annoying jerk.
Wings that are too hot. What you do is strip naked and run.
Wait, man, I'm busy playing with my phone. I got a bunch of text to put out.
95.5 KLOS on the California's
stuff.
Rock Station.
Yeah.
It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Hey.
The KLOS name game.
Yeah, coming up sometime in the next 20 minutes or so.
Up to $2,700.
Really need to win it. What a great way to start your weekend. Don't slack off and fail.
Speaking of a great way to start your weekend,
yes.
I brought in some preacher audio for you.
Preacher
this
audio.
This is a preacher that I believe you will love.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right.
Lift your hands and say, Lord, thank you for the spirit of prayer.
Okay, that's great. Okay.
I smell it, too. Amen. I know you smell it. Ooh, that
right.
thing's strong.
Wait,
right,
what did
on.
He say?
He said, I smell it, too.
You
okay,
smell
so,
it, too.
So here's what happened.
Yeah.
Someone in the...
Oh, elderly?
Farted.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody farted. Not out loud.
Right.
But it was
silent but deadly.
Yes. It was killing people.
That's got to be a case in a lot of churches because the elderly folk go.
So the very first sentence is the only sentence that relates to his preaching.
Like proper religious
preaching. Everything else is about the fart.
Okay.
Lift your hands and say, Lord, thank you for the spirit of prayer.
Yeah, there you go. That's a normal.
Right. I smell it too. Amen. I know you smell it. Ooh, that thing's strong. Ooh, somebody let one go in here.
Is her name Natalie by any chance?
Ooh, somebody got a major breakthrough.
That is a great crowd. I love the crowd in the background. I mean, what are you going to do? You're not going to say something about it?
I mean, that thing's strong.
It's my favorite part.
I say everybody fan. I say, I smell it too. I'm preaching, but that thing is strong. Whoever that is, something up in there died. I mean, because it didn't just stay in a certain place. That thing lingered. I was trying to preach through it. But that thing would not release. My God.
I would probably go to that church.
Agreed.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preaching, sister.
We were playing Van Halen yesterday, and I said, David Lee Roth has to be one of the top front men, lead singers,
right?
Of any band.
To front a band with that level of intensity and
personality.
Always having fun on stage. Yep. On stage, anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, just that was an ass-kicking good time always at a show.
Yeah, it just seems like he was made to be that.
To be a rock star.
Yes.
Yes. Great frontman. Yeah.
So I pulled up the Rolling Stones readers poll of the top 10 lead singers of rock.
Oh, nice. Oh, cool.
And he's not in it.
So we're wrong. Yep. Clearly we're wrong.
Number 10, according to them, is Kurt Cobain. And I would say...
front a band?
Yeah.
Because I don't know, man.
I would say there's a lot of other people that should be there.
Charismatic, in some ways, very intriguing personality, but just didn't want to be doing it, really.
Right,
like the whole...
And that comes across.
Yeah. And David Lee Roth loved being on. Yeah. So you know what? When we were talking about this yesterday, I came up with four front lead women and men. And I would be very interested. I won't tell you yet.
Okay.
See if any of them, my choices, made the top 10. Actually, I know one of them didn't. David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth, right. And then we're going to take your calls on this. Best lead singers at 818-955-KLOS.
Who is your favorite?
Number 9 is Chris Cornell.
Chris was amazing. Chris,
here's the difference is on stage presence versus voice.
Maybe that's what we're talking about. Maybe this is the difference. Maybe that's how they saw it. Because Chris, you know, look in California, feel in Minnesota. I mean, perfect.
Right.
Perfect. And so 60s and yet 80s or 90s rather. But as a front man on stage?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think this is just, I think people are voting voices or impact or whatever.
Okay.
And I was just thinking, you know, presence. I think that's what I was thinking.
Yes, I agree.
Stage presence. Talking, number 8, John Lennon.
Okay.
Number 7, Eddie Vedder.
These are two 90s, man. They're lodged in the 90s.
Number 6, Roger Daltrey.
Okay. All right. I will accept that.
Number 5, Jimmy Morrison. Jimmy.
Okay.
I call him Jimmy. Yeah. Number 4, Mick Jagger.
There you go. There's one of mine.
He has to be on the
list. Mick Jagger, man. Yeah. Come on.
Number 3, Bono.
Mm.
And I wouldn't have put him in my list, but once I thought about it, he's a great frontman.
How was he? You went to the Sphere.
Yeah.
And were you able to even see him?
Yeah, you can see him. Yeah.
And he's still having a good time.
Yeah.
He's still leading the band.
He's an entertaining lead singer.
Yeah.
He's got good presence.
Intelligent man, too, and he comes across.
Number 2, Freddie Mercury.
Oh, all right. Yes, Freddie Mercury.
And number 1, Robert Plant.
Oh, there you go. There's another one of mine.
Yeah.
The other one that I'm missing. And are those all guys? Every single one of them?
Yes.
Huh. Where's Chrissy Hynde? I'm obsessed. You know how many shows do we do over the years?
Thousands.
Live concerts.
Yeah.
And usually we're working and we got to go backstage, do this or that. I sat and watched The Pretenders every time I got a chance because I am obsessed with Chrissy Hynde. Just her eyes and the way she looks at everybody and that she's just above it all.
Yeah.
To me is the perfect lead for a band. She just rules.
So that's the topic. The perfect lead for a band.
Yeah.
The best lead singer at 818-955-KLOS.
And here's the gentleman we got started talking about the other day because of this. David! So Bono made the Rolling Stone list, right?
Yep.
Of best front people.
He was the third best lead singer.
What were some of the 10, the whole list again really quick?
I don't have the whole list here, but
we want to know
Robert
your
Plant.
Right, definitely.
Oh, now I do. Freddie Mercury,
yep.
Mick Jagger, of course, Roger Daltrey, Eddie Vedder, Chris Cornell. They have Kurt Cobain, which I find odd.
Where's Shirley Manson from Garbage?
No, good point.
She fascinates me.
She's a great lead singer.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I think Prince.
Prince was a great lead singer, too.
So true. He was so amazing on stage.
That's pretty great. Absolutely. That's a good one. I like it. Thank you.
Right on. Perfect. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Steve Perry, man. I've seen him 5 times in concert. I saw him on a skate tour and on Frontiers in 83. 82 and 83, 86 on Raised on Radio.
Yes, Steve is always very, he's also a really nice guy. He ran into my friend's kid who was like 10 or 12 or something. Totally signed it, totally hung out, took pictures. Really nice guy.
Is this Ruggo?
Yeah.
Hey, big fan. By the way, the lobster at the top of the Santa Monica Pier, you know the lobster, restaurant?
Yeah.
So my mom and my brother, it is 15 years ago now, but they're like, hey, meet us for lunch. I blew it off. They're sitting next to Steve Perry, dude.
Damn it.
Yeah, it was such a heartbreaking.
Thank you for calling. That's awesome. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin Smuggle, hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, thank you. We're talking about best lead singers.
I got two for you. Steven Tyler and Sammy Hagar.
Steven Tyler.
Yes, agreed.
Absolutely miss Steven Tyler. Needs
agreed.
To be on my list.
Agreed.
100%. And, yeah, you know what? Sammy just loves being on stage, too. He's very cool. Big fan of the station, KLOS.
Fizzy.
Yeah, which
all
is
right.
Cool. Perfect. Thank you for those two.
If we don't get him, then we're doing something wrong. KLOS, hello.
I hate that station. It sucks.
Hi.
Hey.
Steven Tyler.
Yep.
Steven
Couldn't
Tyler
agree more.
Is completely right and should be on that list.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I mean, how's Rob Halford not on that list?
What'd you say? We can't hear you.
Rob Halford.
Rob Halford.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And a really cool guy, too.
That's a good point.
Yep.
All right.
Very cool.
Our top 10 is getting way too big.
Yeah, and it needs to get bigger. Who is your favorite lead singer? And I need to hear some more female fronts, please.
818-955-KLOS. We are talking about the best lead singers alive or dead, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Hello. What about Peter Gabriel?
Peter Gabriel.
Yep.
He's an odd one. I saw one concert where he was riding a bicycle around the entire arena.
I think he's so smart, he gets bored with what he's doing.
I think so, too. Yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah. And then he went and did a big ball, and he would crowd surf and the crazy outfits in Genesis.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
he's great.
Awesome. Very
Thank
cool.
You.
Right on. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, it's Charlene.
Hey, Charlene. Best lead singer.
Hi, name Ronnie James Dio.
Yep.
And I named my cat Dio.
Did you?
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Talking best lead singers.
Ian Astbury.
Ian Astbury. Sure. Of course.
Right? I mean, hi. Amazing.
And yep.
Has anybody said Dave Grohl yet?
Nobody said Dave.
What the hell? How do we not get Dave Grohl by this point?
It's so obvious.
Yes, it is.
We would like to apologize to Dave. He is wont to listen to the station occasionally.
We are sorry that we missed.
You know, you miss the obvious ones.
Yep.
It's always the case. Thank you so much for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, you're looking for a best front man?
Yes, please. Or woman.
Okay, Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
Alice Cooper, you're right.
Alice
Pretty
has been
great.
Bringing it since the 1970s. He is just incredible on stage. Look at all the parents that were up in arms about Alice Cooper back then.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. Thank you.
That's the goal for a rock star. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. By far, the voice that roars, Bruce Dickinson.
Yeah.
Bruce
very
Dickinson.
True.
Yep.
Very cool. How many times have you seen him?
17.
Wow. Well done.
I like that you know the exact number. That's great.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. Gunner from Buena Park. I want to tell you my very first concert was Danny Elfman at the Whiskey, 1980, and I've been a huge fan of him ever since.
At the Whiskey
is the place to see the Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo.
That's pretty great.
That's crazy.
I haven't stopped seeing him. Every time he comes out, I go to the Hollywood Bowl. I go wherever he goes.
Sure. And look at how far he's gone.
Man. Yeah, he's a great choice.
That is incredible. Yeah. Yep. Right on. Perfect. Awesome. We love Danny. Thanks for calling. All right. Your favorite lead singer.
818-955-KLOS.
Nah, no. It's occasionally unpopular opinion, but I always enjoyed Courtney and her hole.
Did you?
I really loved her on stage. I really, and then she one time was like hanging out backstage in a limo or whatever,
right.
Smoking, just talking to everybody, and she was just so perfectly weird, and it was
she
awesome.
She is perfectly weird.
Love
That's
her
true.
On stage. I want to hear more female favorite lead singers.
We're talking best lead singers. KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I was just thinking the same thing about the female leads of the Wilson sisters.
Yep, that's great.
My first 13-year-old crush, the Wilson sisters.
Huh. Right on. That's awesome. Who's this?
This is Will.
Will, hey, you're halfway there to Wilson.
There you go.
Thanks for calling, man. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Yo!
Best lead singers.
Scott Weiland.
Yeah, he was
Scott Weiland. Yeah,
three times in concert because he was so good.
He had a real interesting energy about him.
He did, yeah.
And brought it to the stage. Very cool. Thank you, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, Exene from X is the best female singer ever.
Yes.
Great call.
Absolutely. Although I got to say, one time she was complaining about how loud a radio station was, Groove Radio out in Santa Monica. She went upstairs. She was downstairs doing Pilates or something. She's like, turn it down. And we're like, you're Exene from X. What's going on?
Yeah, no.
That's a good one.
Classic. Yeah, she is great on stage. That's for damn sure.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're great. Thank you.
Lead singer, your favorite.
How about our little big man, Paul Rogers?
There you go.
Paul Rogers.
Absolutely.
Has anybody said him yet?
No.
You are the first one out the gate.
Well done.
Thanks. That's an interesting list. I think it kind of needs to be revisited by Rolling Stone.
By us.
But, yeah, exactly. But Freddie Mercury, a couple people said, and it was on the list, right? The top 10?
Sure.
I would have to agree with that. Shall we do some Queen?
Let's do it.
This is the start of your weekend in the All Request Fest, 818-955-KLOS. What do you need to hear to get your weekend started? Hello? It's KLOS All Request Fest.
Hi, got a great song.
Let's hear it.
I would love to hear Metallica, Whiskey in the Jar.
So we have the Metallica cover of Whiskey in the Jar. I thought we'd throw in Thin Lizzy. Got a request for that, but I don't remember. Can't find. Anyways, Hollywood Down on Your Luck. So a couple of Thin Lizzy there. Sort of a block, but not exactly a twofer. I don't know what I'm... Since it is the All Request Fest, what do you want
to
hear?
I'd love to hear, as good as tongue twister, She Sells Sanctuary.
She Sells Sanctuary by the Seashore.
Yeah, exactly. Try that thing back. I am stuck on the 10 for the next hour, so no rush to get to it. So I'd love to hear it.
Good time.
No, I say rush to get to it because I love the Cult. You got it.
Thanks much, you guys.
Thanks, good luck.
We were talking earlier about the best lead singers, and I was happy that Ian Astbury from the Cult made a few people's lists, and that's nice and all.
Hello, it's KLOS in the All Request Fest. What do you want
to
hear?
I wanted to get a request for Black Sabbath.
Always happy to do you some Ozzy, especially in the All Request Fest.
Awesome.
Thank you, man. You can call us with your request, 818-955-KLOS.
About to play a Heatseeker AC/DC. Who's this for?
This is for Amanda in Pasadena.
These guys totally on their game with that new stuff, Black Crowes, Wanting and Waiting. It is the All Request Fest.
We are asking you for what song will get your weekend kicked off right, and same old song and dance is for Kurt in Anaheim.
That was exactly what I quoted on Facebook the other day. My name is Ted. One day I'll be dead. Yo, yo, yo. And Nick Richards from the band Boys Don't Cry chimed in. He goes, I love that song.
Really?
Yeah. He's a very funny dude. What a perfect way to wrap up our precious little All Request Fest
that
today.
That is a weird little song that we both love.
Right?
Yep.
Classic.
It is time for What We Learned in Who's Naked Now. A woman at a Cheesecake Factory said the wings were too hot, so she took off all her clothes and ran out of the restaurant.
And didn't pay either.
Correct.
That will help cool down your mouth.
Also, your next chance to play the KLOS name game is Monday at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
And by the way, we just did the All Request Fest. That's all thanks to Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. They're giving away a pair of Rolex Daytona watches plus $25,000 cash March 29th. Details are yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly. I'm off for a three-day weekend.
You son of a bitch.
I will not see you on Monday.
I'll see everybody else on Monday.
Woohoo! Oh, one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen. The weekend. The name game,
name game. We have your shot at $2,700, and we'll take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
Tickets to see those guys, Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller at SoFi this August, up for grabs right this second as we play the name game. Plus cash.
If we get a winner.
Yeah,
$2,700.
Right.
If we get a winner by August. KLOS, who's this?
Hey, it's Josh from Long Beach.
Josh from Long Beach, your caller 25.
Nice, man. I've tried to get through for like a year.
You finally did. It's worth $2,700. We are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And the last couple of guesses were Quick Draw McGraw? McGraw? McGraw?
Sure.
And Bullwinkle. Both of those are wrong. What do you think it is for the $2,700 we have sitting here?
I'm going to go with Pluto.
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 Was that the one that the King of Mexico didn't know? No, that was Goofy, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's Mickey Mouse's dog.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, you remember.
Yeah.
I figured that's not it, then.
And yet, sorry.
Oh.
Incorrect, but thank you.
Is it possibly Uranus?
Try again.
Sorry,
next.
Man. Yeah.
Next hour, it'll be $2,800.
$2,800.
Well, you can sing.
Up for grabs. How dare you? I feel like you were mocking me.
For $2,800,
yeah.
We are playing the name game. You could play right now if you're caller 25-818-955-KLOS. The name game. Boss man.
Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Rachel, you're caller 25.
Yay!
You get to play the KLOS name game. It's up to $2,800. We are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And the last couple of guesses, Rachel, were Pluto and Quick Draw McGraw. But those were incorrect. So for $2,800 and to really kick off your weekend right, who do you think we're looking for?
I'm going to say Chili Willy.
Chili Willy. How? At the very least, you get many, many bonus points for bringing up Chili Willy.
How much are the bonus points worth?
I think absolutely nothing.
That's incorrect. I'm sorry. It's a great guess,
yeah,
though.
That's an awesome guess. I love it. Thanks for calling, Rachel. Have a good weekend anyway, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right, so sometime between 5 and 6.
$2,900.
Right now.
$2,900.
Yeah.
Let's give it away right now. 818-955-KLOS. We will take caller 25.
The name game. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
This is Michael.
Michael, you are caller 25.
No freaking way. PCIFF, man.
And you have the crappiest connection in the history of mankind, but that will not stop you from winning $2,900 if you can tell us the name of the classic cartoon character we've been looking for. You know, the last couple of guesses were Chili Willy. When was the last time you heard Chili Willy, Michael?
Well, probably about the last time I heard Betty Boop.
Exactly. Yes. And Pluto. Those are the last couple of guesses, but those are wrong. So for $2,900 and the tickets to the SoFi Stadium this August to see Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller, what do you think we're looking for?
I think we're looking for somebody I can do an impersonation of.
Oh, yeah?
That would be Dudley Do-Right.
Give me a Dudley Do-Right.
Well, never fear, no.
Well, you get bonus points for that, but unfortunately... Ooh, a buzzer's not working.
Okay, but what about Dan Fogerty for the best singer, man?
Hey, sure, man. He's the leader of the band. You know, it's all good.
Hey, you know, so many hits.
Right? Hit after hit after hit.
Exactly, and they're iconic. Hey, man, have a great Friday.
You too.
If you can, play Lost in Hollywood.
Very good selection. A great ditty. Thank you, man. And that means come Monday morning with Heidi and Frank, $3,000 on the line. Dee Snider, born on this day in rock in 1955 in Astoria in Queens in New York City. George Harrison got things rolling on his own in the Abbey Road Studios on this day in rock in 1967, starting the recording session for Within You, Without You. It would have cost you 35 cents to pick up a copy of Rolling Stone magazine on this day in rock in 1969 with Janis Joplin on the cover.